You're listening to Earth First Radio with Uncle Dennis. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
Chainsaws killing the trees, disrupting everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Every week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music. For activists on the front lines of the environmental movement, in the news you'll hear about people and corporations who are killing the planet and folks who have the detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, and web addresses. So I urge you, please, get a pencil or pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't Couch Potato Radio. It's Activist Radio, and I encourage you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in the tripod or tree sit, or locked down in a dragon at the road blockade. And if you have information, announcements, or anything else for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. Well, tonight is the first anniversary of Earth First Radio on the Internet. When I started producing Earth First Radio 3 years ago, I never thought that this show would be able to reach the number of listeners that it does today. Those first shows were produced in a studio in a corner of a kitchen behind a blanket in the house of other free radio programmers. Our 40-watt transmitter was in the upper branches of a redwood tree, and our signal only reached for a few miles around Santa Cruz, California. I got my air name from a little baby girl born in a room just a few feet away from the studio. To her, I was Uncle Dennis. A little over a year ago, Eon Blues, Earth First Radio field reporter, asked me if I would start putting the show out on cassettes so we could send it to other stations. The cassette distribution idea was a good one, but the startup costs were considerable, and we had no stations signed up to rebroadcast the show, so I decided to put the show up on the Internet first. Another programmer, Phil Free, showed me the A-Infos Radio Project website. That's radioforall.web.net, where pirate radio station programmers were sharing their program. I started recording the first hour of my two-hour time slot and moved most of the news into two 30-minute shows recorded live. I kept some music and poetry, but moved local news, announcements, and the rest of the entertainment to the second unrecorded hour. I wrote a script and timed the shows. It was a struggle to keep in the format sometimes, but I wanted to produce a reasonably professional show so that other stations, maybe some real ones, would be inclined to rebroadcast it. When I started a year ago, I didn't even have a way to make the MP3 files or upload the show to the Internet. The first two shows were encoded and uploaded by Phil Free on his archaic, slow computer. It took him many hours to get the one-hour shows on the net, and I thank him again for his pioneering effort. I couldn't even listen to the show at first on the web, but soon I had the software figured out and was producing, encoding, and uploading the show on my own. Soon I was getting emails from all over the U.S. sent by folks who were listening in, and occasionally from stations who were rebroadcasting Earth First Radio. This was really great to know that the show was being heard by lots of folks all over the country. The first station was Radio Free Cascadia in Eugene, Oregon. Other pirate stations followed, including Free Radio Austin, Tree Radio Berkeley, and Liberation Radio Berkeley has just started to air the show. The real leap when I got an email from WXXE in Syracuse, New York. They were thinking of airing the show in a 5 p.m. drive time public affairs slot with other shows like Counterspin, Alternative Radio, Jim Hightower, and Radio Nation. Earth First Radio is also being aired on other webcasting shows. Listeners to Radio Free Palms can hear Earth First Radio show every 6 hours. That website is http://listen.to listen.to/RFP. That's listen.to/RFP. Some of the highlights of the last year included Eon Blues' show From 180 Feet Up Luna, where he interviewed Julia Butterfly in her tree sit. Oak sent in a number of really great commentaries, and we did live interviews from the 1999 Round River Rendezvous in the San Juan Wilderness of Colorado. We also collaborated with Roger Wendell from KGNU in Boulder, Colorado, to produce a 2.5-hour long lecture by Ward Churchill talking about Earth First and the FBI. By the way, that lecture is still available at radioforall.web.net. I want to thank all the folks at the A Infos Radio Project for making the site available. I want to thank Skidmark Bob, the V-Man, Phil Free, and everyone at Free Radio Santa Cruz for keeping us on the air. I want to thank my wife Sandy for putting up with radio production at all hours of the day and night. I also want to thank Eon Blues for giving me the idea to do it and helping to rewrite material. Finally, I want to thank all the folks who listen and write, telling me to keep going. I'll do my best to bring you all the best shows I can in the coming year. If you have any suggestions, please email me, Uncle Dennis, at cruzef@cruzio.com. That's C-R-U-Z-E-F at C-R-U-Z-I-O.com. And it's been a really great year. Looking forward to another really great one. All right. Announcements. Mobilization to come to Sacramento. If you live in California, there are some hearings next Wednesday, January 12th. They start at 9 a.m. at the Resources Building Auditorium at 1416 9th Street in Sacramento, California. And it's very important that you be there. The California Department of Forestry will be discussing saving old-growth trees and a number of other things. There will be a march to the Capitol Building in Sacramento at noon. Big signs, drums, and giant puppets. The theme for the signs, banning the logging of old-growth trees to protect the fisheries and watersheds. There will be a bus from Humboldt County. Contact EPIC for more info. And I'll be reading those numbers here in just a minute. For those of you who cannot attend the hearings or the march, you can help in these ways. There will be a phone, fax, letter-writing lobbying day Tuesday, January 11th to the California Board of Forestry. Their fax number, 916-653-0989. That's 916-653-0989. Or you can phone in at 916-653-8007. It's a little late for letters, but I'll give you the address for this anyway. The letters have to be in by tomorrow, and most of you won't even hear the show until after January 7th, but go ahead and write the letter anyway. Who to write to? The California Board of Forestry, P.O. Box 94246. Sacramento, California, 94244, USA. That's the California Board of Forestry, P.O. Box 944246. 944246. That's right. Sacramento, California, 94244. Or you could write to Governor Gray Davis. He's promised to save all the old growth in California and make him live up to that. Governor Gray Davis, State Capitol Building, Sacramento, California, 95814. And his phone number, 916-445-2841. That's 916-445-2841. And I want to thank Redwood Mary for sending in this wonderful information-filled announcement. If you need more information or you'd like to help out in any way with this this hearing or the march on the Capitol, here's some contact information. The Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters. Talk to Karen at 510-835-6303. That's 510-835-6303. Or the Mendocino Coast Environmental Center. Their number is 707-468-1660. Once again, Mendocino Coast Environmental Center, 707-468-1660. Or EPIC, the Environmental Protection Information Center, 707-468-1660. Same number as MEC, right? Good stuff. All right. Greenpeace has a job available in their actions campaign section. They're looking for an actions campaigner. They're looking for an actions training coordinator and an actions investigations coordinator. To apply, send a resume and a cover letter to Michael Rodman, R-O-D-M-A-N, Greenpeace, 1436 U Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20009. That's Michael Rodman, Greenpeace, 1436 U Street. That's the letter U, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20009. And you have until the 17th of January to apply for those jobs. Earth Day Coordinator, wanted by Bay Area Action. You'll work in Mountain View, California. There's quite a nice salary until May 15th. I guess you can start any time. Contact Bay Area Action. Susan Stanberry, 265 Moffett Boulevard, Mountain View, California, 94043. That's Bay Area Action, 265 Moffett Boulevard, Mountain View, California, 94043. You'll need a resume, a cover letter, and three references for that. All right, how about an experienced activist needed for the biodiversity project? You'll get paid minimum wage salary, but you'll be in the Blue Mountains of Eastern Oregon working for the Blue Mountains Biodiversity Project. No computer use, but you'll need office and hiking skills. You must commit to 1 year at this job. Send a resume and extensive activist references with your phone number and mailing address to Blue Mountain Biodiversity Project, HCR 82, Fossil, Oregon, 97830. Once again, that's the Blue Mountain Biodiversity Project, HCR 82, Fossil, Oregon, 97830. If you'd like to phone them, 541-468-2028. That's 541-468-2028. I'd like to remind folks that the Earth First Organizers Conference 2000 Winter Fiesta and 20th Anniversary Hike, this time it's for real, they say, February 10th through the 13th. It's an Earth First beach party in the middle of the Mojave. No ocean, but plenty of sand. It'll be beautiful, but cold. Show starts Thursday, February 10th, about 7 p.m., and continues through the afternoon of Sunday, the 13th of February. Lots of stuff to talk about. You'll need $20 to help bring the thing off, and bring firewood and water, as well as other stuff for car camping. Anyway, it's out by Baker, California, and check out the Yule edition of the Earth First Journal, or contact Earth First at P.O. Box 1415, Eugene, Oregon, 97440, or you can give them a call for ride coordination. Contact 541-312-3453. That's 541-312-3453 for ride sharing information, or you can contact Kitchen Witch Rune at yahoo.com. That's Kitchen Witch Rune, R-U-N-E, at yahoo.com. There is some scholarships available, but you'll need to contact the journal for those. The U.S. Forest Service has extended for 30 days the public comment period for the proposed rulemaking for managing land and resources on the 155 national forests and 20 grasslands of the United States. Comments are welcome until February 3rd. U.S. Forest Service Chief Michael Dombeck said the changes proposed to the current rule complement the Forest Service's natural resources agenda as we work to improve watershed health, recreational opportunities, sustainable forestry, and forest road systems. We need to improve public and scientific input into the process. If you want to make your comments, contact the U.S. Forest Service Planning Regulations, P.O. Box 7669, Missoula, Montana, 59807. That's U.S. Forest Service Planning Regulations, P.O. Box 7669, Missoula, Montana, 59807. Their fax number, 406-329-3021. That's 406-329-3021. 3021 is the fax number. If you want to send email, it's planreg/WO_CAET@fs.fed.us. That's planreg/WO_CAET@fs.fed.us. Or you can, let's get on with that one. Okay, what's coming up? The Headwaters 9th Annual Forest Activist Conference in Ashland, Oregon, February 3rd through 6th. This one costs a little bit more money, but it's probably going to be a hell of a lot more fun. The goal of the conference is to help activists make a conservation agenda and the public's right to a healthy environment important political issues in the year 2000. All kinds of stuff is going on. Anyway, if you'd like more information, contact Tanya at 541-482-4459. That's 541-482-4459. Or the email address, Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, at headwaters.org. Tanya at headwaters.org. Housing is first come, first serve for that one. The National Marine Fisheries Service is proposing new rules to protect threatened West Coast salmon species. Let's see. They would provide broad environmental Endangered Species Act exemptions to the timber industry and developers under these Section 4D rules. The National Marine Fisheries Service is supposed to develop guidelines for the protection and recovery of species listed as threatened. But that ain't the way it's turning out, folks. The draft 4D rules are supposed to be out already, and then there will be a 60-day comment period. If you'd like to look at the press release about the proposal, it's at the website www.americanlands.org/forestweb/4-drule.htm. Once again, that webpage is americanlands.org/forestweb/4-drule.htm. All right. There are some hearings on those 4D rules coming up at the in Portland, Oregon, on January 10th at the Metro Regional Center Council Chamber, 600 Northeast Grand Avenue. That's January 10th in Portland, Oregon. January 11th at the Quality Inn, 3301 Market Street Northeast in Salem, Oregon. In Lewiston, Idaho, on January 12th at the Lewiston Community Center, 1424 Main Street in Lewiston, Idaho. January 13th at the Boise, Idaho, at the Natural Resource Center, Bureau of Land Management, 1387 South Vinnell Way in Boise, Idaho. January 18th in Coos Bay, Oregon, at the City Library, 525 Anderson Avenue in Coos Bay, Oregon. And in Newport, Oregon, January 19th at the Hatfield Science Center, 2030 Southeast Marine Science Drive in Newport, Oregon. In Astoria, Oregon, January 20th, at the Columbia River Maritime Museum, 1792 Marine Drive in Astoria, Oregon. And in Eugene, Oregon, also on January 20th, at the Eugene Water and Electric Board Training Room, 500 East 4th Avenue in Eugene, Oregon. There are more hearings in Oregon, Washington, California, and other places, but they're coming up towards the end of January, and I'll give you those hearing dates and locations. By the way, all those hearing times are from 6 to 9 p.m. Here's a preliminary announcement. The Glen Canyon Restoration Rally will take place at the Glen Canyon Dam March 14th, and celebrating the International Day of Action Against Dam and the campaign to drain Lake Powell. It's also the anniversary of the death of Edward Abbey. I'll have more information and contact numbers, but be at Glen Canyon Dam March 14th. All right, let's move into action news. Intimidated by the prospect of a mass political trial for the 25 people accused of defending Minnehaha Park and sacred sites in the path of the proposed reroute of Highway 55 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, City Prosecutor Steve Heng offered the defendants an exceptional plea bargain. By the early afternoon of the first day of trial, Heng offered all the accused a $50 fine for a guilty plea to a non-criminal petty misdemeanor. While protesters accepted this deal, they imposed the following restrictions: that all charges be dropped against two defendants, that a plea of no contest rather than a guilty plea be entered, that each defendant have the opportunity to enter a statement into the record explaining his or her actions, and that each defendant reserve her or his right to pursue civil charges against the state for discriminatory arrests and police brutality. And from Ireland we read, in the first direct action protest of its kind in Ireland, local residents continue their 2.5-year presence in the Glen of the Downs Nature Reserve in County Wicklow, Ireland. The valley is slated for development, with the EU providing £35 million in structural funds for a road project to upgrade all of Ireland's roads to the same standard as the rest of Europe. That, of course, would enable easier flow of trade and traffic and commerce throughout Europe. A failed attempt to obtain a court order protecting the Glen's trees has been appealed all the way to the Supreme Court of Ireland, and defenders of the Glen of the Downs are waiting to hear if the case is to go on to the European courts, which may have jurisdiction since the Glen is listed under the EU Habitats Directive, and the group's legal team argues needs to have an environmental impact assessment carried out before any works can proceed. And the Earth Liberation Front has claimed credit for a fire on December 25th, which destroyed Boise Cascade's regional headquarters in Monmouth, Oregon. An estimate of the damages is unknown at this time. The communique sent by the ELF to the Liberation Collective in Portland stated, quote, early Christmas morning, elves left coal at Boise Cascade stocking. Four buckets of diesel gas with a kitchen timer delay destroyed their regional headquarters. The Earth Liberation Front is an underground environmental organization that uses economic sabotage to end the exploitation and destruction of the natural environment and its inhabitants. Boise Cascade is based in Boise, Idaho, and has been active in deforestation practices in the Northwest. Now, Boise Cascade has teamed up with Maderas Condor, a Chilean company, to begin deforestation in Puerto Montt area of southern Chile. The communique continued, Boise Cascade has been very naughty after ravaging the forests of the Pacific Northwest. Boise Cascade now looks towards the virgin forests of Chile. This latest action by the ELF comes just over a year after the group claimed credit for the $12 million fire at the Vail Resort in Colorado, after the group burned U.S. forest industries to the ground in Medford, Oregon. The communique finished by stating, let this be a lesson to all greedy multinational corporations who don't respect ecosystems. The elves are watching. And in other news from Oregon, a large tower holding a power line that carries electricity from the Pacific Northwest to California was toppled in an act of sabotage on December 31st, Bonneville Power Administration spokesman Gary Grubber said a computer rerouted power less than 1 second after the high-voltage line dropped at 8:53 p.m. on Thursday evening. No customers lost power. We've had towers collapse before, but never as the result of malicious mischief like this, Grubber said. David Sazzi, special agent in charge of the FBI's Portland office, said there was no evidence or intelligence that this was Y2K or millennial related. Gruber refused to say how the tower, which he said is between 80 and 200 feet tall, was taken down. The FBI said the tower was brought down without the use of explosives, but declined to give further details. Authorities have no suspects in that one. Let's move on to plant news here. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has listed the Wenatchee Mountains checker mallow, a rare plant that grows in the Wenatchee Mountains of central Washington, as an endangered species under the Endangered Species Act. This perennial reaches up to 5 feet tall and has clusters of pink flowers appearing from mid-June to mid-July. It now exists on only 5 sites, with a total population of about 3,300 plants on 125 acres. More than 75% of the remaining plants are found on the Washington Department of Natural Resources Camas Land Natural Area Preserve. The other 2 sites are on private land, and 2 sites are on Forest Service land. The Wenatchee Mountains checker mallow is threatened by habitat loss due to conversion of land to agricultural and residential uses, alterations in water flow in moist meadow habitats, livestock grazing, and fire suppression, said Ann Badgley, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Pacific Regional Director. Competition from native and alien plants is also a threat. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to list the San Diego ambrosia, a rare Southern California plant, as endangered under the Endangered Species Act. Only 13 native populations of this perennial plant are found of the 34 populations known to have existed in Southern California. These remaining populations are found on federal, state, and private lands in southwestern Riverside and western San Diego counties. The short, fuzzy-stemmed plant produces occasional small clusters of yellow flowers, and in some years does not flower at all, making its survival questionable in the midst of habitat destruction and degradation. Populations of San Diego ambrosia have declined because of urban and recreational development, road construction and maintenance, competition from non-native plants, and trampling by humans and horses, said U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service California-Nevada manager Michael Speer. Of the 13 remaining ambrosia populations, only 5 are considered secure and protected by habitat conservation plans. The other 8 are considered to be at risk. Oh, boy. Well, tell you what. Let's take a little musical break here, and we'll be back.
Butterfly, she's so neat with her fancy wings and her dainty feet. Oh, she flutters here and there just like a queen. And if you saw her there, you know what I mean. No one can replace her, no, no, none. She's the most special creature flying under the sun. But then you think about the food chain, and along comes a hungry crow. Chomp, 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 gobble, 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 gulp, 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 she's gone. Oh, the little fawn, she is so cute, with her bambi eyes and her spotted suit. Oh, she prances through the meadow without a care, chasing butterflies all through the air. No one can replace her, no, no, none. She's the most special creature prancing under the sun. But then you think about the food chain, and along comes a hungry cow. Chomp, 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 gobble, 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 gulp, 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 she's gone. Man, you can tell by his tan, he's carrying everything at his back and stand. He's a walking page out of L.L. Bean. If you saw him in the woods, you know what I mean. No one can replace him, no, no, none. He's a most special man because he carries a gun. But then you think about the food chain, and along comes a hungry grizz. Chomp, 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 gobble, 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 gulp, 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 he's gone. Fat or skinny, short or tall, you don't have to worry at all. You don't have to be dressed in style to get a taste or be tasted by the wild. Just think about the food chain, and along comes something bigger. Chomp, 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 gobble, 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 gulp, 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 you're gone. I said a chomp, 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 gobble, 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 gulp, 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 you're gone.
And that's the Food Chain song off of the CD The Vision by Walkin' Jim Stoltz and Earth First Radio. We'll be right back.